The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Lansdale Family Dentistry Party. Do that Dental Group, PhiladelphiaEaglesDentist.com in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's a party out there, Jack.
Ike signing babies. It's unbelievable.
Yes. The cheerleaders are here, the Eagles cheerleaders. The drumline guys, Swoop, is here. There's food. There's drinks. Yeah, Reed Blankenship will be here with us in a half an hour. You can come out, get your picture with Reed and an autograph from 4:30 until 6. It's awesome out here.
That's great.
Yeah. I'll be cleaning people's teeth in the back. They told me I could do that. So
make sure you floss.
So I can't really understand this in that we don't need to worry about the Eagles-Cowboys weather because it's a dome, yet Tornado Shapiro joins us anyway. Hi, Tornado.
Hello, man. It's Tornado Shapiro game day forecast. You need it whether you're in a dome or not.
Sound a little low energy today, Tornado.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah. I'm going to need some music.
That's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Coming up, running out of superlatives. What can you say about a man who's always right? Still undefeated, proud of it. If the season ended today, and you boys know it, I would have the home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
You're not the most famous, and you're definitely not always right. But go ahead.
But
give
the
us
most accurate.
No, not that either. All right, give us the forecast for Dallas. This is ridiculous.
How about a quick shout out to Hello Doodad Dental? Who that Doodad? Do that to me one more time, eh?
Did you get that?
Did you get that?
I got it.
That's Captain and Tennille for Jack.
Yeah, Captain and Tennille. You're really nailing the demo. You got any references from the 1930s?
Who doesn't like a little captain in you?
There you go.
Dallas, Texas, oil barons, cowboys, and book depositories. First time I was in Dallas, I stepped off the plane. The fella said to me, "We're going to a hold down." I said, "A hold down?" He said, "Yes, there's a hold down on Commerce Street."
God.
Of course,
Here we go.
He was talking about Jack Ruby. He used to run gals out of the famous Carousel Club. Ah, he had all the greats. Tempest Storm, Blaze Star, Rosie the Rump. Rosie'd straighten your spurs out and give you a sponge bath and your own 10-gallon hat. Reasonable prices, too.
Prices?
We had a weather girl down there by the name of Windy Virtue over at www.DDD-Double-D-Congestion. Her virtue depended on which way the wind blew that day. You know, they got a roof on that stadium, but it's always a little windy with Windy Virtue. Windy the Whip, we called her. Windy'd whip you from end zone to end zone. Reasonable prices, too. Meet her down at the plaza. She'll show you her Gracie Knoll.
Come All on, right. No, no, no. No, no, no.
We're looking at a high of 76, slightly higher than Jerry Jones, thinking he can actually win this game. I remember being at the Carousel Club one day. It was myself, Ike Reese, Hollywood Henderson, Billy Bates. Ruby had the full array of girls out that day. Busty, Stormy, Chesty, Mystique, and Trim Trim.
All right. Can we stop this?
I like End Up There.
I have no idea.
How did I get with that crew?
Yeah.
Gotta tell you, Busty knew what to do with pickle juice. Come on.
What is the forecast? Okay, go.
Six flags have flown over Texas. I planted six flag each time I visited.
All right. Give us the forecast. It's a dome, so there's no forecast.
It's a dome. It's Jerry World. That retractable top, just like Wendy, I say for certain, like the stadium, Wendy's top will be shut, but her legs will not be.
Here All right. Can you stop it? What is the forecast?
Sunny day, just like Sesame Street. High of 76, 4% chance of precip. Winds light and variable. So
great weather. No rain whatsoever.
You're a risk taker. You're sending Eagles fans to that stadium empty-handed at their own peril. You got to pack a small slicker. You never know if you're going to get a little gypsy-do. I always leave that option. That's why I'm the best. That's why I'm the most accurate forecast in the country, and I've been so since Jack Ruby ran the Carousel Club in Dallas, Texas. Music, please. Play something to disrobe to.
Disrobe to. Guy is out of his mind. Big changes, by the way, with the Philadelphia Phillies today. Yep. I don't know if you saw that, Ike.
I'm glad you rolled past, right? Me and Hollywood Henderson and Bill Bates hanging out.
Yeah, let's see. Where were you guys hanging out? The Carousel Club? Jack Ruby's Carousel Club?
My goodness.
Jeez Louise, man. So the Phillies have a new general manager, Ike.
Huh?
I don't see it. Now, Dave Dombrowski officially is president of baseball ops.
President of baseball ops, yeah.
So Sam Fold has stepped down from the general manager spot and is now the president of business operations. He's going for his MBA as well. At Wharton. And the new general manager of the Phillies is Preston Mattingly.
Any relation to Don Mattingly?
It's his son.
Yes. It is his son.
Oh, there we go. Keep it in the family.
Good friend of the podcast.
Good friend of the High Hopes podcast.
Okay.
And the other personnel changes. Hold on. Luke Merton.
Don't know him.
Director of player development.
And Edward Gonzalez is promoted to director hitting development.
Okay.
So anything of note there, Jack, do you think,
Fritz,
specifically?
So if I have my read on it, I don't think they wanted to lose Preston. I think they view him as a future GM. And I think Sam Fold, maybe, you know, he'd been a part of this for a couple years as the GM. Maybe there was an inclination he's not going to become the predecessor to Dave Dombrowski.
Got it.
And you know, they moved him to a different role. I guess Dave Buck's retiring at the end of the year.
Okay.
So he takes over.
Shout out to Dave Buck.
Yep,
love Dave
good
Buck.
Guy.
Yep.
His son was an intern for one day on the show.
Oh, really?
It was funny. It was funny. We were just trolling him a little bit.
Okay.
You know, we made him feel like home.
Okay.
Made him feel like home.
Yep.
But it's interesting. I think it has more to do with they didn't want to lose Preston. I think they view him as possibly the successor to Dave Dombrowski, and they want to elevate him and make sure he couldn't leave.
That thing that you told me out in the parking lot, is that public information? The money thing?
Oh, yeah. No, that's written in the Business Journal.
Okay. All right. So the Phillies, with their new members of their ownership team, $500 million they raised.
Yeah.
So I just want to give context to that.
I'll get out of all the soda.
So you're talking about a franchise that, you know, with that number, Jack, you mentioned the franchise valuation now around $3
billion. Yep.
But that means they sold, that Middleton sold, you know, 20% of the team. You know, that's a significant thing. I mean, that's significant investors.
Sure.
We're not talking, they're minority investors still, but we're not talking about, you know, shedding 1-2% of the team. This is a significant shift for the Phillies. And
but he's still the majority owner.
He's still the majority owner, but not a significant shift in terms of ownership or in terms of who's making decisions. But
right.
A significant shift, I think, in terms of, and Middleton said this, from the financial situation that they're in and the money they will have to spend. When you add owners like that, that, you know, the thing about, I don't want to get too deep into the business part, but the thing about teams like this is that whether the cash flow positive, they all want to be cash flow positive. They do. But they're not always. You know, the team that year doesn't make always more cash than they spend. So having owners that have deep pockets is that they're there for the valuation of the team to go up. Mm-hmm. So they're willing to spend that if it doesn't make sense for that year in terms of a profit standpoint, they're willing to spend because they're in it for the valuation of the franchise. So when we're talking about $300 million payrolls and you're competing with teams in New York and Los Angeles, which are way bigger markets from a money standpoint, having that kind of cash is really important, I think.
Well, especially if they want to have payrolls in the $300 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single year.
So we talk about sacrifice for Soto. Of course, Jack naming his second child Juan if they sign Juan Soto.
Yes.
Ike eating the triple-decker mayonnaise sandwich. Me getting the Juan Soto tattoo. But this is a power move from Middleton, I think. I think it's a smart move. It's a good move. But I do think it is a sacrifice as well, you know, I think, to a certain extent. When you're talking about this is his baby and selling that percentage of the team, I just think it's a really significant thing, you know.
Totally agree.
One other Phillies thing. We were talking about Scott Boras yesterday, and Boras said publicly he is open. He and Bryce are still open to the contract stuff. Mm-hmm. Dude. Scott Boras talking publicly is always to put pressure on somebody. That's what he wants to do. He wants to drive up money by putting pressure.
Yeah.
If you want to put pressure on Philly's ownership to give Bryce Harper more money, doing it publicly with Bryce is not the way. If Scott Boras thinks there's going to be some wave of Phillies fans begging to give more years to Bryce Harper when he's already got 7 years left on, I'm okay with Bryce getting it, but people aren't worried about losing Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper doesn't have an out in his contract, has a no-trade clause, has 7 years left on his contract. My recommendation to Scott Boras and Bryce Harper would be if you want to try to pressure them or politic your way into it, that is a private thing. The public thing, it didn't work last year, and fans didn't react well to it last year. We're not worried about losing Bryce Harper.
And I told him I said the same thing in the spring.
Yes.
When Bryce echoed this, I'm like, nah, this is not the road you want to go down.
No. If there was 1 year left on your deal, if there was 1 year left on your deal, we would be worried.
Yeah.
Nobody in Philadelphia is worried about.
No fan is worried about Bryce Harper getting more money right now.
No, no.
Except for Jack.
Yeah.
If you want a new contract, win a World Series.
Win a World Series. That's when fans would be.
Yeah, that's when we'll be like, yeah, go ahead and give it to him.
And it's not that I think fans are against it. It's just there's not going to be this whole wave of people saying, give it to Bryce, give it to Bryce, after the team lost in the divisional round to a team that was essentially tanking.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This year. Yeah. So, all right. 215-592-9494. Reed Blankenship joins us in about 20 minutes. Doug in Germantown, you're on WIP. What's up, Doug?
Happy Good Friday, boys. Look, I'm glad you didn't have me come on right after that guy, because he is crazy. I was rolling.
Tornado Shapiro? Yeah,
he's got problems.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. He is nuts. But I wanted to sacrifice about 20 seconds for Ike, Spike, and introduce Jack.
Okay. Oh, he's playing Tribe Called Quest.
This will go well.
Treat over treat is my everyday, but you only got to stop till you drop my way. If I was working at the club, it would not pay. Ayo, my man, Fife Diggy, he got something
to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, Haitian.
All right.
From the Zulu Nation.
Love it.
Yeah. That is to introduce Jack.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I know Jack.
On my ride home.
And to remind me.
That's what it's really about.
To jar his memory, right? To jar Ike's memory. to go back to what Elliot was saying earlier about Saquon and us being a running team, I think we can be a running team and still not run Saquon Barkley into the ground. I mean, we got Shipley, we got Kenny Gainwell. We can still be a running team and not overuse Saquon.
I agree. I think Gainwell's fine. And I also think he's not Saquon Barkley, but I also think every running back we have seen, and again, this is not, I want to save Saquon because I want a good Saquon next year too. Every running back we've seen here, while the offensive line has been as dominant as it has been, has succeeded. So I think you can still have that with, you know, taking two or three or four rushes over the course of a game away from Saquon. But what I would point to is every time they've taken Saquon out for a drive, I've noticed the drive is still fine. You know, we've had good drives with Gainwell in there. Again, he's not Saquon Barkley, but I do think that is the way to do it, as opposed to throwing the ball more. I think more Gainwell touches is fine.
Yeah, I mean, I heard earlier on the radio that he's on pace for like 400 touches. I mean, that's way too much to me. I mean, I know he's a bell cow. He, you know, he got, you know, thighs like a horse, and he can probably take it, but in terms of just saving him for the, you know, for the playoffs and for more meaningful games, especially against the Cowboys, who have the worst, like I think the 30th ranked rushing defense, this would be a time to me maybe rush him in the first half and then sit him in the second half and let Kenny get, you know, Gainwell and Shipley get some touches and save him for Thursday. I mean, because Thursday, that's the game that we really, and we of course, we don't want to overlook the Cowboys, but that's the game that you really want to drive, you know, safely down their throats to let them know that we're the kings of the division. So in terms of managing the team just for this week, I mean, we got two games in, what, 7 days, that's how I would do it.
All right, so I thought about this after we've been talking about this last couple of days.
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, listen, the Eagles are in a difficult position. They aren't front-running, so it's hard for them to just say, we're only going to give him this amount of carries going into a game.
Yep.
You got to win as many games as you can. Here's what I would suggest. Let's get the division won and wrapped up. And the sooner they could get potentially a hold of that number one seed and lock that up, Saquon may not have to play the last two games of the season, game of the season.
You think this division could get wrapped up by then?
It's a lot of football left to be played. Yeah. I haven't looked at the Washington schedule the rest of the way yet. I mean, they have to play Pittsburgh Sunday. They could lose that game Sunday.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's going to be wrapped up by Thanksgiving. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm ultimately saying is the best path to getting Saquon rest is
the end of the
getting
season.
Getting the division wrapped up, and maybe you got a game or two at the end of the season where you don't need him as much.
They are in a bad position. Not bad position. They're in a tough position to try to rest him. I think though what ends up happening is that is the very what you're talking about is the best case scenario.
Yeah.
And you know, when Baldy was listing off the running backs who had 400 touches,
it is
a real – and I know everyone's like, well, you can't worry about next year. You got to worry about this year. I understand it. But when you – he is the engine of this offense right now.
Sure.
And if we have everybody back next year, he's going to be the engine of the offense again next year.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? If it's still Jalen and still AJ and still Devontae, we're looking at the same thing next year. So it just, I think that's probably what they'll end up doing. I'm nervous about all of it. I know that's my whole thing, but I like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, think about it. No one would want them to lose games to rest Saquon.
No.
So everybody wants them to win games. So you got to go out there and win as many games as you can.
Yeah, I think when you – how many games do we have left? So they've played eight, right? So
they
have nine games left. What's funny is if you take away four touches a game, that's 36, and it gets him down to, you know, 330 or whatever, which is what McCaffrey was at last year. You still, if you end up playing two playoff games, you still end up close to 400. Yeah. That is part of it. This, you know,
I just don't want a scenario where I'm looking at an Eagles loss and Saquon touched the ball 14 times.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Like nobody's gonna feel good about that. That he's rested up and you lost the game.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Doug. Oh, I was gonna ask Doug his favorite Eagles Cowboys memory. Slight change, by the way. Mm-hmm. Reed Blankenship pulled. Would you say this is slightly an Ike?
Well,
he went to the wrong. Do that.
Ah, no.
Do that. So he'll be here a little closer to 4:45.
Hold on, how you throw me in there?
Yeah, it's not right. That's not right.
Yeah, that was unfair.
That's unfair.
It felt unfair as I was doing it.
Yeah,
so
because Ike did say Broad Street yesterday, and then thought it was in New York, and I think he went.
Not New York.
Broad Street in Philly.
It's basically in the city.
Yeah. No. So. Yeah. So Jaws will join us at 4, and Reed will be here probably around 4:45. Now, Cowboy Jim.
Hey, Cowboy Jim.
But now, obviously, we have to talk to Cowboy Jim on a Cowboys Friday. But Cowboy Jim may have some, or Stewardess Jim rather, may have some inside info on Howard.
Ah.
So Cowboy Jim, how are you?
Yes. Yeah. Where's Chuck? I want to debate Chuck. Oh wait, Chuck's the midday guy. Never mind. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who?
Debate him this time.
Who?
And I'm not on.
Well, they do have a pediatric dentist here, so maybe Chuck. They have a. over there, so Chuck can see that guy.
Kids chair.
Yeah.
So what do you want? Do you want my Cowboys?
Come on, Jim.
All right,
Jim,
sit out. Jim, Jeez, talk. Come on, Jim. Jeez, talk.
Or do you want? You want the Howard story? Which one do you want?
Yes, that's all. We don't care about your stupid Cowboys prediction. What do you got on Howard?
Okay, all right. That flight coming up from Tampa. So you remember it was hot. Remember it was hot on there. So. Cooper DeGene, he came up to hang out.
There was no air conditioning on the flight from Tampa.
Yes, he got naked. Yes.
Right. So Cooper DeGene came up to hang out in the galley because it was cold because we had the chillers going on. So he comes up there. Well, Howard, he jumps up out of his seat. He stands up straight. He got a big old smile on his face. He's like, I'm going to go up there and interview Cooper, see how he's doing. So Howard comes up there with his big old smile on his face. And he looks at Cooper. And he goes, Cooper, I can't believe they gave you a fumble on that play. Well, Cooper, who's on his phone, you know, playing a little game, he looks up for a split second. He goes, yep, went right back to his phone. Howard now is crouched over now, puts his hands in his pocket and shuffles on back to his seat like he was in high school and had been dejected by the girl. So that was my story.
Wow. So he was trying to hang with Cooper, and Cooper was not interested.
Right. He had a big old smile on his face, and Cooper wanted nothing to do with him. I felt bad for Howard.
I feel bad for everybody who listened to this phone call for the last 2 minutes.
It was not your best.
No scoop.
Not your best. Sorry, Stewardess Jim. We got to let go of Stewardess Jim.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah,
man.
It was not his best moment. I thought we were getting that's on me. I thought we were getting a good scoop. I moved him
Cooper
up.
Cooper DeGene's on his phone. What are we talking about?
Cooper DeGene's 23 years old. Of course he's on his phone.
what are we talking about?
What 23-year-old would rather talk to Howard than be on his phone? Literally nobody, you know? The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you nervous about the game Sunday versus the Cowboys? After learning that Jalen has been dealing with an ankle injury, 26% say yes, 74% say no. So for the rest of the show, here's what we have. We have Jaws coming up. Then we have Cooper DeJean. We still have to talk from Tommy Down the Shore.
Not Cooper DeJean.
Not Cooper DeJean. Sorry, they look so
similar.
The other
white guy, yeah.
Yes. We were just talking about Cooper DeJean. Reed Blankenship.
We have Cooper DeJean.
But Cooper DeJean does come here. We found out yesterday.
He does.
Remember we were on the phone?
Yes.
Cream Dream DeJean.
Yep. Cream Dream. What's his name?
DeJean. Cream Dream DeJean.
Cream Dream DeJean.
Yeah.
Yes. It flows
that's
right.
Awesome.
Yep. I was just going to name other white guys on the Eagles and say that they're going to be here too.
Name them all, man.
Yeah. So Jaws will be here. Be with us at 4. Not here, but we'll be with us on the phone at 4. He's also white. Reed Blankenship will join us. Tommy Down the Shore.
He's flustered.
He's also white.
Also white. Well, as far as we know.
This show has changed,
yes,
man.
Yes, yes. And Brett Celek will join us.
At he's also white.
What's going
My
on
goodness,
here?
Man.
Ike, what is the delegation have to say about all this? Holy moly. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry, part of the Dudat Dental Group. It's a party for the Eagles Autism Foundation.
The cheerleaders are here.
The cheerleaders right in front of us. Swoop right in front of us. Bunch of the Philly Pretzel Factory from Plymouth Meeting. There's food from them outside. From the Harvest in North Wales. Drinks from Max Neighborhood Beverage in Maple Glen. Dude, it's a good time, and you can meet Reed Blankenship. I had all these white guys in my head. Reed Blankenship will be here as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.